Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. CDC, I am so glad and elated that y'all stayed on the air, and the ones that had to leave came back, had an emergency I had to take care of this morning. But praise be to God, I am back and on the air right on time. Let us have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning. In the armless, we know how. We come giving you praise, come giving you glory, because it's not about us. It's all about you, dear Heavenly Father. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for who you are and whose you are. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do today in this broadcast. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for each and every person that came back to the line, dear Heavenly Father. I wasn't able to get in touch with everyone, but thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a good God, a merciful God, and a kind God, an all-knowing God. I give you the praise and I give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is see the presence of Christ in your life. You know, while they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." You know, after the terrible event of that first Good Friday, which is coming up this Friday, Jesus' followers were flabbergasted without their beloved master. They were scared, confused, and without a leader. Their dreams had been shattered, and life had lost all meanings for them all. Their hopes and expectations was destroyed when they had to witness how the one they regarded as the Messiah was humiliated, his shameful death before them. And my words I will use for the tag words throughout the broadcast today is scared, confused, and shattered. You know, as we go through this season of Passover coming up to the crucifix of over 2,000 years ago, and this Friday is Good Friday, and this was my regular day. I may bring another program on for Friday. I'll see. But I want to bring something on today. You know, when you think about the transformation in the lives of those people was nothing short of a miracle. Example of the powerful deeds that they performed in the name of the Master abound in the Scriptures. The presence of Jesus brought new energy and drive to their lives. You know, all this happened 2,000 years ago, but the resurrection and living Christ still have the same impact on the lives of people today. Think about people all around the world today. They're celebrating Passover, celebrating our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that died 2,000 years ago, but he rose. He's still not in the grave. He rose. He's still walking among us today. And if you are depressed or disheartened, if you are in danger of giving up hope, if you are under the threat of fear, if you are experiencing problems that threaten to become too much, then it's time to invite Jesus into your life and to ask him to support you. Trust him unconditionally and allow him to change your despair into hope and your sadness into joy. I plead of you, beloved redeemers, to send your Holy Spirit to change each and every person's life that's on this line today so that they will constantly be aware of your holy presence. And when we was talking about seeking the presence of Christ in your life, you know, right now you feel like you're going through some dark things, some dark days and trouble here in the world, but you can still find Jesus. If only you diligently seek him in prayer, he will personally guide you to truth in your life and reveal his reality. And these are some things that you will be able to do. You can leave your worldly lifestyle and cry out to God on your knees. People are living a worldly lifestyle, suiting their own dreams, goals, and desires. You know, some people also live with depression, fear, and anxiety, which make their lives very troubled. Just think, how many people right now with this corona are going through depression, through fear, and anxiety? But we don't have to do that. If you are humble and cry to Jesus and repent, which means to reject evil and turn away from your sins in your heart, and then he will hear you. He will speak to you. He will help you. But you have to put Jesus first in your life. Need to be willing to open your heart to the love of Christ. Today, everyone around the world ought to be seeking Jesus in prayer. Cry out to him. He will hear you, and he'll answer you if you mean it, but you got to mean it. Ask God to save you, forgive you of your sins, and wash you whiter than snow. However, you must not return back to your sin once you've asked him to forgive you of all the sin, and he washed you. That's forgiven. He has thrown those things in the sea of forgetfulness. And in prayer to Jesus, you must repent of your ways and decide to put Jesus first. Let the world go. Let all the stuff in the world go and put Jesus first. Put him at the foremost of your mind, of your life. Jesus will give you peace that passes all understanding. He'll give you a deep peace that you've never had. And instantly, the depression and the darkness will simply disappear. You'll realize one day that you don't have to have a pity party with yourself any longer. You know, you need to wait for Jesus to talk to you. Don't get up in a hurry. When you go to him in prayer, wait a while. Tarry. You know, like the old saints used to do. We all used to just tarry a little while. Jesus will talk to you. When you draw near to him, he will show you how you need to abide with him. Lay your faith in him and lead, and let him lead your way. He will show you that to be serious, one has to lay aside their own way and take up their cross and follow him. Not following the ways of the world, but following Jesus. He will show you that no sin enters the kingdom of heaven, and that only if we repent and come to him for a personal relationship. That's right, you need to have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is true faith. Can we be washed clean and enter the narrow gate of life? Yes, you can. But you got to turn, I mean, do that complete turn away from sin. Give it all to him, not some of it. Give it all to him. He's not a Santa Claus. When you gave it to him this morning or tonight, just wait. He's coming back to you. He ain't forgot you. He heard that prayer the first time you prayed. But you got to seek him every day, all day, not just once a month, just not every now and then. But you need to keep, you need to keep the Lord right in front of you, no matter what the situation is. Keep God in the front. And talk about sin, you need to repent. A lot of people do not want to repent anymore. That's why there's so much going on in the world today. You have to repent. Jesus will let you know that he forgives all sins in the past. And if we make mistakes, he forgives them also if we repent and stop doing them. But so for him to forgive you, you got to turn. I use that word turn again. And turn from your wicked ways. Then you can hear from heaven. But he wants you to repent. So all of you all that's listening to me throughout Blog Talk, going all around the world,
start repenting. If you did somebody wrong, repent and go to them and ask them forgiveness. Repent before the Lord. If you've said anything contrary to what God told you to say or do, repent. That's what he wants us to do. That's how we're going to come up out of that sin. We got to repent. You know, however, we must go and live in sin no more. Or we be lost, we do not repent, thus end up in hell. You see how you can end up in hell by not repenting, not forgiving, not forgetting? You know, once you repent, God don't remember that no more. So that means when you repent, throw it in the sea of forgetfulness, never to enter your thought pattern anymore. I know you say, that's hard to do, overseer. That's hard to do, Bishop. No. Once you have cleaned your heart out, once you clean your mind out and give it to God and repent, you can walk away and not look back. Because you have given it to God. You have repented for everything. From a child on up to now, it might be something you did as a child that God bring back to your remembrance. And you can go back and say, God, I repent. Please forgive me. Lord, I lay it all on the altar today. I didn't need to say that. I didn't need to do that. I didn't even realize I had sinned. When I done thus and so, I said thus and so. He's given us time, you all. Time is not long as it has been. So that means we should start repenting right now. Even while I'm on this broadcast, it might be something that you've said, something you've done, that you want to repent. You know, Jesus speaks of this in the parable of the sower. I know you've read the story in the Bible. And for anybody that would like to say anything on this broadcast, please hit 1 on your keypad and I will surely bring you in. I know I'm just so excited about the topic today. I just kept talking. But if somebody would like to say something on seek the presence of Christ in your life today and the things that you need to do to seek him, and one of the main things is to repent. You know, we need to listen and let Jesus show you the truth. Pick up the word of God. Everything we need is in the word of God. And if some people that have read the word, that have a little more understanding than we do, God may send that person to you. Don't turn a deaf ear to what they're telling you. They're telling you something the Holy Ghost have brought up in them to share with you how to seek the presence of Christ in your life. And now is the time, like never before, to seek the Master. If you haven't been seeking him, I'm telling you today to seek him like never before. Because he's standing right there with a listening ear. He wants to hear what you have to say. He already know what you've done. He already know what you say. But this is the time, reckoning time, to say, God, I want to seek your presence like never before. I want you to forgive me. I want you to clean me up from the inside out and the outside in. I want to be a new creature in Christ. All things have passed away and all things have become new. And when you say that and you think about that, when you start finding yourself not doing things you used to do, not saying things you used to say, not grumbling and comparing, you know, God don't want us to grumble. He don't want us to complain. Even through everything you may be going through right now, just throw up your hand and say, God, I surrender. God, I give you praise. God, I thank you for what you're doing in my life today. I thank you for providing for me. I thank you for opening doors for me. Where there seemed to be no way, you are the way. Oh, my. When you just thank on the goodness of Jesus today and all that he's done for you and still doing. Even with all going on right now, I think about how God has blessed us. Where we have food on our table, food in our refrigerators, food in our freezers, food in our cabinet, clothes to put on our back, a Bible where we can pick up and read any day, any time, any hour of the day or night. We have the word. He's showing you. Seek the presence of Christ in your life today. You know, many don't want to have a relationship with him. And I feel sorry for those that don't want a relationship with God. It can be scary. It can be confused. And they will be shattered. But all they have to do is just reach up, surrender today. Anyone that's listening to this broadcast, surrender. If you have not surrendered today, please surrender to God. Tomorrow is not promised. You know, because many people would rather continue living the way of this world. You see that? You see the people continue on sinning, on drinking, continue on smoking, continue on drugging, continue on fornicating, continue on talking about somebody, gossiping, throwing back. They want to continue on doing all those things they want to do. But when you come into the realization of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you stop doing them things you used to do. You stop going to places God told you to stop going to. You stop connecting to the people he done moved from your life. You know, I had to learn that the hard way. He had to show me, well, I have moved you from that person, or I moved you from that place. Why do you still go back there? And then you want to come up with all kind of excuse. I moved you for a reason. I had somebody to stop calling you. You wonder, why did I do him something? Did I say something? No. Where I am taking you, that person can't go along with you. You want to pick up everybody and take them to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but until they clean their mind, their heart out, they can't go with me. I had to learn that, ladies and gentlemen, that's on the line. I had to learn that. You know, we want to be goody-goody cushioned with everybody, but we have to learn. Everybody is not for us. It's hard to say, but I'm telling you the truth today. Like never before, we better seek the presence of God in our life like never before. We don't have time to play around, you all. Those days are gone by. You know, living aware of the world and being religious by placing questionable doctrine on certain verses in Scripture, yet not seeking him for real in prayer and commitment. You know, as Jesus said in John 5:39, you need to be like you would a real person. Oh, my, my, my. See what I said? You need to seek God for yourself like a real person, because Jesus is alive and risen from the dead. He is in heaven as Cain and can hear and speak to you. Pick up the word. He will speak to you through the scripture. He will come to you. He will fill you. If you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, he will fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you want to be filled with speaking in unknown tongues, he will give you that. He will soon return for those who accept him as they came and save you and are faithful. So Jesus' words in the Bible and obey them include the exhortation of the letter of the apostle. By your faith, you will be justified, and he will add your name and the book of life, which is in heaven. Don't you know that's a wonderful thing to have your name in the Bible, in the books, in the mighty book, the book of life? My, 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 my. You know, he wants you to be baptized in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, and ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, for God would give you the Holy Spirit to give you power from heaven to do his will on earth and to lead you. The most common sign of receiving this gift is to begin speaking in other tongues that the Holy Spirit would give you, another gift. Then you can pray in other tongues as the scripture give you utterance. I'm just telling you some things today on seeking the presence of Christ in your life. He's there. Excuse me. He's there. Won't you reach up today and let him know that you want him, that you need him, excuse me, that you need him? You know, it doesn't matter how Christ's presence is manifest, but what is important that he is present. You don't know how he's going to come, but he's in the midst of each one on the line today. His presence is quiet but real. He is changing us. Christ has slowly worked to transform all of us. Today, you can have a powerful breakthrough, like water breaking a dam and flooding the dry ground. Christ wants to intervene into your life today. Will you let him? When you think of prayer, you think of that's power. When you think of faith and belief, how you can be so powerful with prayer, how prayer would change situations and conditions. So today, I'm asking my audience, for those that's not seeking the presence of Christ in your life, now is the time. We want to pray for renewing of God's people, revival in God's people. We want to pray for purifying of the body, that the body might stand up and be counted, that seeking and hungry people might be drawn where they could hear the word. We agree not to pray about any specific personal problem or any particular problems of somebody else. We seeking God right now for ourselves. We want to make sure we right. So if our name is called today, are you raptured ready today to meet the Lord? Think about that. I'm talking today on seek the presence of Christ in your life. So we want to thank everyone today for coming on the broadcast. And I'll ask you some important questions that you can ponder over. How much does the presence of Christ actually mean to you? And what difference does his presence make in your home, in your prayer group, or in your church? Would you notice if Christ was silent or absent? Another question I'm asking you today, are you ready to claim the presence of Christ by making the prayer in Ephesians 3, 14 through 21? Your own heart should cry out to God. Today, as I close this broadcast, make a list of all the things you can say or do that will welcome the presence of Christ and make him feel complete at home in your midst today. So today, that was our broadcast. Seek the presence of Christ in your life. You know, this prayer lifts up our vision beyond the limitation of our own thinking. And we trust God to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think. I want to thank everyone for staying on the line and coming back with the emergency I had to get, but I was determined to do the program today. I hope it was able to bless somebody on the line today on seeking the presence of Christ in your life. And as we leave the line, we do not leave God's presence. Check back. I just may put another broadcast on Good Friday. So check on Facebook to see or call me. Area code 832-865-8438. And we will probably do a special program on Good Friday. So until then, I want every one of my listeners to be blessed. Have a wonderful day. And remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. And until Friday, be blessed and seek the presence of Christ in your life. Tell someone else about Blog Talk, this broadcast. It comes on every Wednesday from 10 to whatever time the speakers that want to talk come on. So the number again is area code 646-716-4389. And I do thank each and every one of you all that came to the line today. I hope it was something that I said that blessed you along your way, that you can pass on to someone else, whether by Facebook, whether by the telephone or text. I hope you have a wonderful day sharing the Word of God. So until next time, be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye.